For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
California ballot propositions this election cycle are coming with a big price tag, with proponents and opponents having spent somewhere between $200 million, maybe $300 million this year. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News Line by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, I never cease to be amazed by how the spending picks up.
You know, it is. And speaking of picking up, I project that probably by the time tomorrow's election is done, that we'll probably hit about $350 million being spent statewide on these various 10 propositions that we put before voters. And a massive majority of that, some $300 million, is for and against two propositions, Proposition 33 and Proposition 34. Now, Proposition 33 is a measure that would allow cities and counties to enforce rent control, basically tell landlords, big apartments and others, that how much of an increase they can do annually. It's a hot topic in a place where housing is very tight. It is adamantly opposed by realtors and the apartment association, and they have pumped over $100 million into trying to defeat it. Now, that measure was put on the ballot by a group called the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. It's a nonprofit group that has various business enterprises that is making money, and they're putting that money into politics. And one of the politics they're pushing is rent control. So in an effort to try to stop them from doing it again, the opponents put on Proposition 34, which would limit how nonprofits could spend their money in political arena races. So this is a huge, huge moneymaker for everybody involved in these ballot measures. And it's just the way we're doing business in California, more times at the ballot box than we've seen in decades past.
And big bucks involved. Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Matier.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.